Now you laugh, and you're probably thinking, oh, no way, she didn't really think that. This is an honesty program. I promise you that's exactly what I thought. And a guy came up to me at that meeting, and I often wonder whatever happened to him, actually, because he probably, because he could tell I was so eager, shortly thereafter disappeared. But he came up to me at it was 12 by 12. That was the name of the group. Some of you maybe, were you ever at that group? He came up to me at the end of the meeting, and he said, now you come back next week. And I tell you, I thought, absolutely. We didn't use this term. Nobody did this back then. But I thought to myself, you better believe it. I'm going to be back here next week, and I'm going to be looking for you. And between that night and a week later, I had us married. I was sure that my life, you know, that this was going to save my life. And I went back, and he barely noticed me that following week. But two women did. And they said, you know, Karen, let's go out for supper. And we did. And they I think that they could probably see me scanning the room. And they said, Karen, we're going to kind of take over for you and help you make some decisions. And for the first year, you are not going to be involved in a relationship. And I thought, oh, I mean, that was kind of the dumbest thing I'd ever heard, because why would you go to AA if you weren't going to just find another relationship? I mean, I assumed all these people, I thought it was the latest fad, that's where everybody was hooking up with somebody new. And there was probably some of that going on, because there maybe always is. But at any rate, Eileen and Chris, and they're still in my life. Eileen lives here in town, and Chris is on the West Coast, but they're women still in my life. And that's the miracle, too, of this program, that they are still in my life today. But so they said, we want you to just be friends with men. And I thought, now how do you become a friend without being intimate? I mean, isn't that an awful thing to kind of think? But some of you sitting there know exactly what I mean. Intimacy, and then it's like, oh, this is, you know, I've got a new friend. We were just intimate last night, you know? I mean, so when they said, no, you're not going to do any of that. You're just going to be friends with people. And I thought it was an impossible task, and I thought of it like that. But what I did, you guys, is I just went to tons of meetings, and I hung out with the winners. And we had the best time, and we went roller skating, and we had parties, and we went out for dinner, and we went to movies, and we did all of those things that I had never known how to do before. I had never, ever felt like I fit, and I know you know that feeling, and that is what we get from these rooms. We feel like we fit, and we look around, and we see others who are just like us, and it begins to change us. And you know, I really wish that I could say that from that point on, my recovery was just kind of on this pink cloud. But reality set in, and I realized that I still had all of these other issues going on in my life, issues around my family, issues around my own sense of insecurity, my fear of rejection. And that's when I really started writing to save my butt. And then, you know, when I think about it, you know, God really does use us in ways we would never have imagined. I mean, I believe absolutely that what happened for me was the direct result of an intervention. I believe that in order for me, and I think the same is true for you, you are here today because you're supposed to be. You know, the path you walked to get here is not an accident. You know, it was all, you know, and I don't know if I believe anymore that God is up there moving all of us around like this, but I do believe that God is available to us all the time to give us comfort, and that we do really show up where we need to be, that we really do have an opportunity with one another, that what we're here doing is to help each other. That's what it's all about. It's not about anything else. It's about learning how to help each other.